sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Hit the B square.
Here we go, boys and girls. It's time for Joe Hipper Sitting, Hippo and Entertainment on a Friday afternoon. He's brought to you by Oryx. Oryx.com, the website. They have 7 locally owned and operated stores around the St. Louis area. Pop in there, say hello. Oryx.com, again, the website. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, happy to be out of the 102-degree weather in the air conditioning, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes. Oh, I can see your arms. It's a miracle.
What was that?
I can see your arms.
It's weird, isn't it?
You're not a normally a short-sleeve kind of guy.
I feel beyond naked right now. I mean, very, very uncomfortable. I mean, I feel like I'm just wearing a piece of paper. It's just, it's not even cool. And I don't have the bod to pull this off. I'm not a short-sleeve kind of guy. It's just, it's not anything that I embrace. I absolutely...
What kind of bod do you need for a short sleeve?
I don't know. Just a regular... I've got a weird, bony, gangly kind of bod sometimes, man. I mean, I get these, you know, look at the elbows. I mean, I look like I could cut diamonds with these things. It's just bizarre.
Man.
I just don't really embrace
too hard on yourself.
Yeah. I am just a little bit.
No, I think you could cut diamonds with those, actually, now that I'm looking at it.
Wow. Appreciate that, man.
Poor Joe was out there, and we were out in the... right outside in the building here and out in the heat, and poor Joe said he was going to melt.
I just don't like it. I mean, look, I'm sweating bullets right now, and the product I have, I'm afraid to get electrocuted from all the, you know, the saturation just all over the place. And you guys are like, oh, I mean, we're all outside. As Bill is trying to, you know, weave this story and paint this picture for you guys, since this is theater of the mind, we're all outside just kind of having a good breather, enjoying each other's company. And each one of these guys, Dan, Ian, Bill, all said to some effect, I'd take this over a blizzard any day.
Absolutely.
Yep. I don't know what is wrong with you guys.
In a heartbeat.
And you know what I said? I said exactly, and I said it as loud as I could. I'm not embarrassed. I would dive naked into a blizzard right now. I would just go straight into it. And mark my words, man, because I'm sure my car is all whacked out. But, you know, you got those cars, and they'll tell you the temperature, right? They'll let you know how hot it is outside. Now, granted, the car is probably a bit superheated from the sun anyway. I am not making it up when I tell you that my car said 126 degrees. All right,
oh,
I'm driving.
Oh, my goodness. It was hilarious yesterday.
Everybody on Facebook
was taking pictures of their car dash thermometer.
Everybody it was crazy. But me. I've got the air conditioning on full blast, as I do pretty much 365 days of the year. And I'm serious. I will drive with the air conditioning on in my car during the winter. I just don't care. I just like to be cold. I like to be chilled out. So I'm driving. I've got nothing but cold air blowing me in the face. And I look out and I see 126. Again, completely cold. No issues. All I do is read 126, and I started sweating. I just started sweating. It's the weirdest thing. Imagine it. Now, I've tried. I've tried to mentally psych myself out. Maybe you guys have done this, or maybe you're not psychotic or crazy. But think about it this way. Let's say it's a blizzard winter right now. Let's say it's a wonderful St. Louis winter. And let's say it's like 10 degrees outside, and you guys are moaning and whining about it being 10 degrees.
Yes.
When you get in your car, you start it up. You get the heat going. You jump back inside for 15 minutes. The car can warm up. When you get in that car, it's like an oven. Yet, it doesn't bother you because it's so cold outside. You're driving around basically in an oven. So I try and convince myself that when I'm really, like, just now outside, I'm like, just pretend it's like super cold outside and I'm in my car and the heat's on. But it doesn't work. I can't trick my brain and it just sucks. I mean, does anybody, you guys don't try and do that?
No. And I don't warm up the car.
And I don't warm up mine either. I never have time.
You never warm up the car?
Not very, very rarely.
Really?
Just get in and go. I have a garage, so it's.
I have a carport, so
But I usually just kind of go like this for a while until it warms up.
Okay. All right. See, I cool up the car, cool down the car. See, I don't really do the, you know, the heat up and you wait for the car. See, I'm a real Nimrod because I remember, you know, go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
They say you don't really need to do that.
Well, they say you don't really need to do it. See, because I always heard the expression, you know, my dad would say, and he'd say, hey, we're going to get ready to go. It would be a snowy day. I'm going to go warm the car up. Okay, great. So he goes outside, warms the car up, whatever that means, 10 minutes, and we get in the car. It's all good to go. For about the first, 2 years of being a driver, every winter when it was cold down, I always assumed warming the car up just meant you went outside and you turned the car on. I didn't realize that if you turn the heater on, it would actually warm the car
up. Yeah.
I thought it was an engine thing. I figured you just do that, get the engine going, that way it doesn't stall out. And then once I figured out, oh my God, these people actually turn the heater on. Oh my gosh.
But a long time ago, before synthetic oils and the oils that they have now, you would warm up the car because then it would circulate the oil and get the engine warmed up and heated up.
And if you're outside, your windshield's normally icy. Yeah. You turn on the defroster.
Do you know how many windshields have cracked? And then, I mean, how many? You guys ever had that happen?
In the cold? No.
Every year. Every single year. I will go and heat the car up. I'll turn the heater on and all that stuff. Get about a good 5 minutes. When I open the door and sit down, it's like, you remember the second Jurassic Park movie? Remember The Lost World?
Yes.
You guys remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're kind of hanging off the cliff. They're inside that big RV, and Julianne Moore falls flat on the glass, and it doesn't break. But then slowly, the little shards of broken glass start to appear.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that every year, every winter. I start the car. I go inside. The second I open the car door, sit down, and once I slam the car door shut, it's like... like that. Right across the windshield. Right
then
there.
You have to have already maybe a little chip from a rock or something.
You need to get a garage.
It's already started.
I do. You know what? Honestly, given my magical mystery tour of my life, you know, the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, I will tell you this without lying whatsoever. I, as a man of from the age of 60, from the time of having my own vehicle up till now, I have never parked the car that I drive in a garage ever. I've never had that luxury. One day, I would love to know, even if it's a carport like you, Bill, even if I'm in the senior camp with you guys hanging out, I would love to know what it's like to,
I think I actually prefer the carport to
not
the garage.
To not have to scrape your windshield.
Yeah.
It would just be great. It would just be amazing because I see all these people. You ever get that happen? I mean, I know that I'm supposed to do a bit about what to do this weekend, and I will get to that, but I just have this just big hate going through me every winter. I love the cold. I love it. Embrace it. I mean, I'd drive nude if I could. I really would. During wintertime with the windows down. But when I'm driving and I've got these big sheets of ice just on my windshield wipers and I've got all these like icicle bits flying around and I see all these yuppies and their Escalades and they're driving next to me.
Yeah.
And it looks like they just get out of a car wash and it's like minus 10 degrees. And I look at these guys on their mobile phones and their Bluetooth. Oh, man.
So you don't clean any of the stuff off of your car? Like snow or nothing?
No.
You're one of those guys
don't clean your car. Well, but windshield.
Hello, I clean the car.
Oh.
I just make a spot just enough for me to see out of the window,
and that's about it.
I do that too.
And you duck down low to see.
So then people like me are following behind Peon while all of the snow and icicles are smashing into my vehicle.
Here's why I love it, because I'm a huge Star Wars junkie, and I think Han Solo is just the man. I know it's shocking, but a lot of times when it's really, really snowy, right? And I'm sure everybody in the 120 degree heat right now appreciates us talking about how cold things could be, but you know, whenever I'm driving and there's a whole big thing of ice and snow on the hood of the car. I love it once I get to the highway because then the ice and snow start to break apart and it's like stars flying by me.
You
know, seriously.
It is cool.
It's like
you see that whole thing sliding.
Yes. Yeah. It's like I'm going warp. It's like I'm warp speed. It's like I'm going in the Millennium Falcon and there's all these stars flying by me. I am such a dork. I swear to God. I swear it is a lot of fun to hang out with me for a car ride. I mean, I can make a lot of fun out of the most mundane
situations. I was driving down the highway one time and you know how you reach out and you flick your windshield.
Oh, you slam
wiper.
It back against the window.
Yeah, while you're driving.
Yes, I've done
I did that.
That,
and the whole windshield wiper came off in my hand.
Seriously?
Oh, my.
It was like really coming down heavy.
I was driving downtown when I was a teenager, and my windshield wipers broke during a huge downpour. I had to take my sock off, and I had to make a knot with the sock onto the windshield wiper and hold on to the other end of it so I could like literally wipe my own windows with my hand and the sock attached to the wiper. It was nuts. But it seemed to make sense at the time.
It's like a redneck windshield wiper.
It was great. Well, I don't know anything about fuses or electrical shortages or anything. It was like a Ford Tempo. I don't know what was going on, but I gave it my best shot. It was
one time when I worked at Channel 4, I was working downtown. You had to park in those garages down there, and my I had to roll the window down to get the, you got to pay the park.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like the coldest day of the year. I mean, it was probably zero. I mean, it was so cold and it was snowy and I couldn't get, the window had frozen.
Oh,
so I could not get the, I had to drive home on Highway 44 with the window down on like the coldest day of the year. I got home. I remember I was living with my dad at the time and I just remember hearing, what on earth happened to you? Because half of my face was just was completely red, and I couldn't feel, it was horrible.
I had a car like that growing up. I had to drive with the windows down because it had an exhaust leak, and you would die if you had the windows down.
It used to come up through the bottom of the floor.
So that would have been great. I would have taken my shirt off. I would have been like, yes, this is great. I would have embraced it.
Loved it.
No, really, that would have been a good time. I know that we're supposed to, you know what, there's only one other thing I'm going to say just once. All right, there was one time, I don't know if you guys remember, it was a couple of years back, and I was trying to just drive from my home to this radio station so I could do the segment on the large morning show in the afternoon, and I was stuck at about a 3-hour, you know, just, I don't know, excursion, just trying to get from where I live to this radio station.
Is this where you peed in the car?
Yes. Oh, I mean, every winter, I'm always afraid of that happening. Every winter, and it's not as if I plan to drink like 3 liters of water and then get in the car. Usually, it's maybe like a half hour trip to get up here.
Did you have something to put it in?
Oh, yeah, but that was the worst part, is that what I had was I could, okay, listen, the bottle of water that I did have has a very, very, very narrow area to take a sip, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't use that, but I did have a like a coffee mug, all right, that I had tea in the day before, and it was sitting in the back of the car. So I had, I had to dump it out 6 times, basically, because there were a couple of different instances, but a total of 6 times it had to get dumped out. The worst part is that it's, you know, it's wet, snowy. There was like a yellow streak along my side of the car. It was wild, man. No, I wouldn't think it was detailed. It looked like it was detailed. It was very, very cool.
That
please
happened
tell me
to
you don't
us.
You don't still drink out of that mug, do you?
No. I lit it on fire. I smashed
it.
I would not wash it.
No, I think it would go right in the trash.
Could you imagine?
I don't care. Throw it away.
It doesn't matter if it's yours or anybody else's. If you were drinking water out of a mug and somebody said, oh, yeah, I whizzed in that a year ago, but I cleaned it. You'd have a stroke, a heart attack, and a panic attack at one time.
I would have thrown it away, too. But we were in Windsor, Ontario, up in Canada on one of our hockey trips. And one of the guys up there on the Canadian team, he has a lake house. So he rented this bus for everybody to get on the bus. So we all, both teams, got on the bus and we went out to his lake house, had a big, huge party. Lots of beer was involved. And we got on the bus to come back to our cars so we could go back to the hotel. And one of the guys, and he was on the air with us not just a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about something going on at a golf course. He was our goalie at the time. And he said, I have got to go to the bathroom so bad. And he had an empty beer bottle, and he's trying on a bouncy, this was a school bus, a bouncy school bus, and he's peeing into a beer bottle. was incredible.
Good aim.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do the segment real quick now, Bill, in about 2 minutes. after a journalism trip to Chicago, I will tell you that I learned there's a certain rule. If you're ever on a bus trip with me, the rule is quite simple, okay? Deuce, not allowed. All right, on any bus trip, that's not allowed to happen.
Oh, I got you.
Because I'm sorry. One, you got the exhaust of the bus. You got a million things going on, and I'm the kind of person that, if for any reason whatsoever, that has to happen in a public setting, I'll do whatever I can to release diversionary tactics. I'll release raccoons in a crowded restaurant just to get people to look another way so that no one knows I just did something in that room. And when you're on a bus, there is no way out.
I've never taken a bus trip like that. I mean, on one of those big buses, like
a
school bus, but not a.
That's one of
a houseboat. You know, I always wondered about that too.
Well, I would imagine most people would probably hooge out in a houseboat and just kind of like, you know, stick it out over the side, maybe, don't you think?
Really?
Come on.
This is
Missouri, man. I know what people do on float trips. I know what goes down. People just they get in the
number
water.
Number two?
People do everything. No, they really, Dan, you know they do, right?
Yes, they do.
Don't worry about anything. The current will just wash it all clean.
All you have to do is go to the Lake of the Ozarks.
There you go. All right, looking. Here we go. I'm going to do the little segment here where I tell you what to do this weekend and make it very, very quick, easy, and painless, and I'll stop talking about urination and everything else. Bill, apologize for that.
All right,
4 movies for you to choose from. People Like Us is kind of a dramedy. People Like Us is kind of feel good, but it's also got some areas where you might have to grab a Kleenex. That's kind of the kind of People Like Us. That's the movie you see if you've been in a relationship for a long time. Maybe you're, you know, you do a movie every once in a while with your parents. You go see that. Good time. Then you got Tyler Perry, which I guess that means this is an even numbered week since he releases 26 films a year. we've got Media. How do you
it's
do it?
Medea.
There we go. Witness Protection. That's going to be something funny if you found all the other ones funny.
Yeah.
Magic Mike. All I'll say about Magic Mike is, yes, there's male nudity, and yes, it was directed by Steven Soderbergh, which means for all the jokes people are making on it, It's got a good soundtrack and directed very well. It has got a lot of cool, clean cuts to it. If you don't know who Steven Soderbergh is, he did all the Ocean's movies. The guy knows how to do a good flick. And this has got a lot of guys with a bunch of muscles and, you know, oils and yeah, dancing, all that stuff.
You didn't enjoy it?
Again, Steven Soderbergh directed it, so there's a lot of cool cuts to it. I liked the way it was handled. I liked the overall look of it. But you're still watching a bunch of guys, you know, getting you know, jiggy with
it. So what would you rate it?
I would give it a B. I would give it a straight B. And I would give an F to a movie called Ted, which is the fourth and final. Only because all the kids that I've ever run into since I started marketing Ted think that Ted is going to be a funny movie for them because it's got a talking stuffed animal and they hear grown-ups laughing when they see it. I'm not trying to sound like Bill Clevelin. I'm not trying to sound like an old man. I'm just trying to let you know that as a father, it's really difficult for me to be non-biased or just right. Even Ted is a funny movie for adults. It's got funny potty humor and all that stuff, or it's crude, but it's marketed in a way where kids are going to want to see it. And I feel bad for all the degenerate white trash families that don't have any, you know, sense of responsibility. They're going to let kids that are, you know, 13 and under see this movie. I think 16 and under is still a crime. So just putting that one out there, this movie's very crude, and I think it's irresponsible marketing.
I would like to see that. Are you saying that you don't think I would want to see that?
I don't know. I was calling you an old man.
An adult would like it?
I think an adult would find this very funny.
It looks really stupid.
It's so stupid that you laugh. I'm just telling you, Seth MacFarlane put it together. He's the guy behind Family Guy. There's a lot of comedy in this movie that is funny.
And
Rotten Tomatoes Wahlberg gave it a pretty good rating.
Really?
Mark Wahlberg is very, very funny as the straight guy because the stuffed animal is the wild card, right? But every once in a while, I mean, Mark Wahlberg can really be funny. I thought The Other Guys was a terrible movie except for Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, really? I really liked it.
No, I liked it, but I thought this wouldn't have been as good had Mark Wahlberg not been the guy they chose. Uh-huh. I thought he was great, especially in the scenes with the wife where he
that was
brilliant.
Oh.
Well, after Ian went to see the Lincoln and the Vampire movie, I'm not sure.
Lincoln and the Vampire?
What was it? The Lincoln
and the Vampire? You are
Abraham Lincoln.
Your movie reviews don't mean anything to me.
What do you mean mine don't mean anything?
His.
Seeing that Lincoln and the Vampire, the kids.
I couldn't remember the name of it.
You're a crotchety old fool, man.
Lincoln and the Vampire. What was it called?
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Let's all talk at one time. Hey, if you want to see a concert, here's a couple of options for you. Tonight at Six Flags, Cobra Starship, Rusted Root over at the Old Rock House, Hazard to Your Booty over at the Gramophone tonight, Foo Bar has Aces High, Fresh Air is over at Broadway Oyster Bar, Air spelled H-E-I-R. Look how clever they are. That's right, Henry's Humans, that's tomorrow night, Graham's Grill in Kirkwood, that's at 8:30. Oh, Money for Guns tonight on stage at Blueberry Hill, that should be positive. Nappy Roots tomorrow, Plush, Good Times, The Vapors over at Lola. Blueberry Hill has Kay Flay. Nico Smith is at Cicero's tomorrow. The Heavy Anchor has Signals. Educated Imbeciles playing at Lemons on Saturday night. And last but not least,
is that The Vapors from the 80s?
Turning Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool stuff in it. Hey, I got some cool stuff every once in a while I show out to you guys, man. All right.
What do they play after that song, though?
Yeah, I think they're going to do the 27-minute instrumental guitar solo down the middle of it. Here is something to do to stay cool. This is family fun for everyone. I like to give you some family fun options whenever I can. It's hot. It's miserable. This weather blows. So why not do something kind of educational and kind of fun and very cool. Check it out. Merrimack Caverns. Now, I know you can go to Merrimack Caverns anytime you want. I get it. Everyone's probably already done it. But have you done it on an 80-minute trip where it's all handheld lanterns and nothing else?
Yeah. Hey,
all the lights are shut off. And you have to take your trip through Merrimack Caverns in a group. And all you have is a handheld lantern.
No way.
Old school. It's awesome. I would do that in a heartbeat. I think it's brilliant. It's a lot of fun, man. Plus, it doesn't matter how hot it is. Once you get about, what, maybe 50, 100 feet into that joint, it's amazing, man.
I've never been in it.
We did that at the cave down at Silver Dollar City around Christmas time. We did a lantern tour.
Oh, really?
It's always 60 degrees.
The cool thing about the lantern tour is that usually they've got all their lights, everything, and you kind of get pulled out of that whole mystical thing of, well, I'm in a cave, but look at the extension cords. Oh, there's an outlet right there, right next to the sedimentary rock. But when you do it by lantern, it's
hand railings.
There you go. It's really cool. It's fine. Lantern cave tours at Merrimack Caverns happen Friday and Saturday of this weekend, and that is it. So if you want to do it, $12 to $24 to get yourself in. $12 to $24 Merrimack Caverns lantern cave tours. That does it for me. Talk to you guys later. This is Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, we did.
A lot of ground.
It's Joe Hipperson. He's brought to you by Oric. They have 7 locations in the St. Louis area. Online, of course, at oric.com. And there goes Joe back out into the heat. Feel bad for him. He didn't have a drink today. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah.
I think it's the first time.
Maybe he didn't have
first
time.
Maybe he was running late. All right, we'll come back. We will have some time to take your calls. Last week I kind of got out of the habit of doing this, but on our trivia show on the weekend, do a little segment called the Trivia Night Spotlight, and every week I try to highlight something, you know, a little bit different, and I don't remember which one I played for you guys last week. But
the game show thing.
Oh, yeah, The Price is Right. Okay, so this week, last Saturday on the show, Norah Jones was the spotlight topic, so I'm going to play that one for you. Now, if you want to hear it, you know, when it's brand new, you got to listen to the show. So this is a little punishment for not tuning in on Saturday night. So we'll do that for you before the top of the hour, and we'll have some time to take your calls. Large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How does it look out there, Tim?
Really, we just took off, and it's not that bad. Coming over the Poplar Street Bridge from St. Louis, there's no delays except on northbound 55, and that's just the right lane at 55 and Park. Looks like westbound 64 is just a little slow between McCausland and Big Bend, and then it opens up. We do have slow traffic, though, from 270 through Mason, and then again from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, and that's all due to that earlier accident that was at the Boone. On westbound 70, it's getting a little bit better. You're slow from Lucas and Hunt out through St. Charles Rock Road, just in some slow pockets. And then from the Blanchette Bridge to 370, you look good. And then from that point, it's slow to TRUs. This traffic report, it's brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. End the day on a high note with a strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad from St. Louis Bread Company. It's topped with strawberries, blueberries, pineapple, and tender chicken drizzled with poppy seed dressing. Try one today at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Please stay tuned to this important announcement for those in danger of losing their home. American Foreclosure Services has a program for those who have fallen behind on their mortgage and are facing foreclosure. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. You may be in danger of being evicted. If you can no longer afford your mortgage, you may be eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program to save your home. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. The American Foreclosure Services program is available to those who are struggling with mortgage payments and want to save their home. Call now and ask for the American Foreclosure Services program to see if you qualify. Again, if you're behind on your mortgage payments, call to see if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program. 1-800-500-1929. That's 1-800-500-1929.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
Partnerships can be a wonderful thing. Together, people can achieve things they never could alone. But sometimes good partnerships go bad. When that happens, people together achieve less than they could alone. Marriage is like that. On the one hand, marriage is by far the most important partnership anyone will ever join. Everything people own or care about, even kids, become a sort of partnership property. On the other hand, marriage is also a lifetime commitment, for better or for worse. That makes marriage a unique partnership. Personal success is less important than partnership success. Unfortunately, the marital partnership is a fragile one. Only one partner's vote is necessary to destroy it. Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Our firm represents men whose partners have cast that vote.
Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and in Clayton by appointment only.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors, a family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from.
Why'd you marry
me?
I did.
Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, cause I was all
it
through.
Is the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Joel Cleveland. Happy Friday. So, when you were in grade school, a lot of you, well, I don't know what year this would have started, but when I was in grade school, Peon was in grade school, we used to use, they were called Scantrons for tests, to do standardized testing.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that, Tina? Do you guys have that?
I think, what did it say? It started in 1972. Is that
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Is that where you fill in
it
the
was,
little,
you know, those,
those,
yeah,
little bubbles, and you had to have the number two pencil.
We
that?
Did that when we were kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, so you had them in school. Okay. Well, the man that invented them, made them, has passed away. He was...
We call it the Iowa Test of Basic Skills.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. That's what we had to do well. I'd forgotten what they were called, though.
Iowa Test of Basic Skills.
Wow, that's a
I've
blast.
Never even heard of that.
That's a blast from the... Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure you had to take those, too. No?
We had to. Where
maybe
you
that
had
was
to,
a public school
You had
school
to have
thing.
The number
yeah.
two pencil.
You had
yeah.
to have the number two pencil,
might have been public
and it
school.
Was like a choice A, B, C, or D, right? Or something
yeah.
like that.
Very
and
good,
then,
Dan.
But
and you had to fill in the bubble completely
yes.
to make it work.
Oh,
otherwise,
yeah.
they wouldn't.
And then they always had a diagram like this,
yeah.
not like this.
right.
Like,
yeah, because they'd feed them all into a machine later
right.
and that graded
right.
them. Yeah.
Right, yeah. He,
it's almost like lottery tickets now if you make fill
mm-hmm.
out lottery
yeah.
tickets.
The man that invented them was 85 years old, just passed away. Michael Sikalski, I believe, died June 13th. So, the number two. And have we, I mean, what's the, what? Why only a number two?
I think
pencil.
It was that and machine there, could only read that lead.
Yeah.
Because the different number ones, I think, are lighter.
Number, yeah, they are. The thinner.
Yeah.
Do you ever see anything other than a number two pencil, though? I mean, when
I
you
think
go to
it's
the store,
only
I mean,
for people who are artists or mechanical drawing, you know, okay. like engineers.
And those
stuff like
ones,
that.
The kind you click, I don't know that those are number two. I think you can get different lead for that.
Oh, yeah, mechanical pencil, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what you call it.
Yeah, yeah, you get, yeah, you get different leads.
Let's talk to Paul. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hello, I'm the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
hot is it?
How hot is it, Paul?
It's about as hot as two rats making love in a wool sock.
and then what?
Did you make that up?
No, that was off Bob Costas' program.
Ah,
that's pretty hot.
It's pretty good.
There was a guy that got caught out in a cloudburst and took a couple buckets of dust to bring him back around.
And then what?
Was that on Bob's show, too?
Hey, it was a pleasure to talk with you all.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Boy, if those came from Bob, he should stick to a sports broadcast.
Yeah. And Bob's a pretty funny guy. I don't know if I... maybe it's the writers probably gave him.
Yeah.
All right. So I mentioned before the break, on Saturday nights, we do the trivia show here on the Big 550 KTRS, 9 to midnight. Hope you'll join us. Every Saturday nights, we do a different spotlight feature. And try to focus on, something. Usually it's entertainment type stuff. We've done from, the Bee Gees to Tina mentioned. We almost called you Teeny.
Teeny.
Tina mentioned. We did Price is Right 1 week. Always something kind of different. It's always kind of fun to put these together, find different interview clips and play some music and do whatever. So last week we did Nora Jones, who I love.
No, last week we did the game show.
No. Last week on the trivia show.
Oh.
I did. Nora Jones.
That's because you like her so much.
I do like her. Going to her show.
Obsessed a little bit, maybe.
Maybe a little bit. I might be camped out in front of her. I am not a stalker. So here's the spotlight for Nora Jones. And if you want to hear the, I don't know what we're going to do this weekend, but I'm sure it'll be fantastic. Here you go, everybody, from the trivia show. It's Nora Jones. Enjoy. Nora Jones was born in New York City and later raised in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas. She performed in church choirs, learned to play piano, then guitar, and even tried her hand at the alto saxophone. She studied jazz piano at the University of North Texas and eventually moved back to New York City in 1999, where she performed in clubs and waited tables. She signed a record deal in 2001 with Blue Note Records. In 2002, her debut album, Come Away With Me, launched Nora to superstardom. The album, made up entirely of original compositions, sold 10 million copies in the United States and over 20 million worldwide.
Come away with a kiss to us with their lies. On a cloudy day.
As if there were any doubt that Nora was a star and destined for greatness, the 2003 Grammy Awards proved that Nora Jones was here to stay.
Yeah, it's simple. It's simple music.
For simple people.
No. It's very simple music. I find beauty and simplicity and subtlety, I find when you're beat over the head with stuff sometimes, it turns me off. That's just me.
Years later, Jones followed up with the album Feels Like Home, another engaging and heartfelt album that, like her first, was the perfect blend of originals by Nora and other members of the band. Feels Like Home debuted number one on the Billboard charts, eventually selling over 4 million copies in the United States and over 10 million worldwide. Her third album, titled Not Too Late, was released in 2007 to both critical and public acclaim. A double platinum seller, it helped secure Jones' position as one of the best-selling female recording artists of the decade.
In your message you say you were going to bed, but I'm not done with the night. So I stayed up and read. The two words in my head got me mixed up, so I turned out the light. And I don't know how to slow it down. My mind's racing.
modern day musicians tend to do. Jones tried her hand at the big screen. In 2007, she appeared in the film My Blueberry Nights with Jude Law and Natalie Portman.
Was there a time in your life when you wanted to also pursue acting, or did you just always want to do music?
Mostly music. I mean, when I was maybe 6 years old, I wanted to be an actress, but I also wanted to be a veterinarian and a princess. So, you know, I was six.
Have you done any princess work? Have you had any experience?
I have yet to.
While no doubt an incredible solo artist, Nora Jones is also known for some incredible duets, including songs with Ray Charles and country music legend Dolly Parton.
There's a big old hole that goes right through the soul. This old shoe and the water on the ground ain't got no place else it's found. So it's only got one thing left to do. Just creep on in. Creep on in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done.
Nora is the daughter of legendary Indian musician Ravi Shankar. Her debut album, Come Away With Me, was the highest-selling album in the history of Blue Note Records.
I was always drawn to music, and I took piano lessons, and I sang in so many church choirs and school choirs growing up that it was just kind of second nature.
Just creep on in. Creep on in. And once it has begun, it won't stop until it's done.
All right, there you go, my future wife. I mean, Nora Jones right there. Trivia Night Spotlights. You can hear a new one. And the whole show tomorrow night starting at 9 o'clock each and every weekend right here on the Big 550 KTRS. All right, when we come back, we'll have some time to take your calls. Mike Evans coming up about 5:30 or so this afternoon. Don't forget that. Aloha Friday. That's the Big 550 KTRS. We'll be back in a minute.
With an update on your afternoon commute, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Boy, once we got out here, what a mess we have on westbound 64. All due to that earlier accident that was at the Boone Bridge. There's no signs of that. The traffic is jammed up solid now from Spady all the way out to the Boone Bridge. And I don't just mean a little bit slow. It's stacked up solid. Got an accident. It's on the right shoulder on westbound 70 here between T.R. Hughes and Bryan Road, or excuse me, Highway K. And it looks like traffic is going back as far as I can see to 370. It may go back further than that. We're going to start heading east and check that out. Southbound 270, not really all that bad. Oh, now we've got another accident here. It looks like they're trying to clear it. It's right underneath the overpass at, here it is at Highway K. So we're going all the way back to T.R. Hughes, 79, back to Mid River Small Drive, 370. Southbound 270, that was stop and go from about Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, just a little bit slow as you make your way through the Lewis Road area. This traffic report is brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte. 2012 Kia Forte, the uncompromising compact. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. That, with your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention all women over 18. If you don't have a facial exfoliating brush yet, we need your help and you need ours. We're Hydroxytone and we have one mission, to set a world record by giving away 1 million free Sonic Microderm facial brushes in 24 hours. We're calling it the Million Brush Giveaway and we need your help to reach our goal. So please call now and tell us where to send your free facial brush. 1-800-500-6515. exfoliating, softening, smoothing, renewing your skin for youthful radiance. This luxurious facial brush is top of the line, valued at $60. But call now and you can get it free during our Million Brush Giveaway. Just cover the minimal shipping and processing. Again, we're trying to give away a million free facial brushes in 24 hours, so we need your help. If you want a flawless, younger-looking complexion, call immediately to get your free facial brush now. 1-800-500-6515. That's 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Used JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Did your home get hit with damage from the recent April storms? Whether your roof suffered damage from rain, wind, or hail, most insurance companies let you file a claim for up to 1 year. Call Storm Chief today and let them work with your insurance company to get the problem fixed right. Even if you've been denied in the past, call Storm Chief and let them help you get your claim approved and your number one investment protected. Call Storm Chief today at 1-636-614-3140 to schedule your free inspection. Storm Chief, 1-636-614-3140. 4-3140 and Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like they be fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Food with the big ass fro, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
You know that song, right, Dale? This is my ringtone, what are you kidding me?
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I feel like we need strobe lights on in the studio, though.
I work out when I walk in the spot, yeah. This is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants.
I got passion in my
passion
pants.
In my pants, and I'm not afraid to show it.
I'm sexy, and I know it.
This should be my theme song now that I'm hearing it. Wow.
Hello, MFAO.
See, Dan knows. Dan's hit.
I'm kind of out of my comfort zone right about now. I don't really know what to do.
You don't know this song?
No, of course I don't know this song. What do you mean, do I not know
face.
This song? Look
he
at
thought
me.
He was just hearing something from another planet.
Yeah. Wow. Never heard of it. That's, you know, whatever. It's all right.
It's okay. Man, it's not. You know, and I know what.
I enjoyed
it. It's not played on a lot of different radio stations.
Right. Well, we're this is Rap 550 right now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so
he's like worn out now.
Yeah, I know. I'm breaking a sweat over here.
He's sexy. And
he's never heard the term passion in his pants.
No.
No. Afraid to show it.
No, I have not. But who performs that?
That is LMFAO.
LMFAO. Now, see, I know what that means.
Yes.
I do know what that means. Yep. So that's a step in the right direction, everybody. we got a guy, 39 years old. His name is Kerry McCoyd. And he says that he owes everything to Miley Cyrus because she helped him through his divorce, which is beautiful. He's going through a divorce, listening to Miley Cyrus and following her and watching her.
I can see that a lot of guys with Miley Cyrus's music would help.
Miley Cyrus, and to show his appreciation, he now has 15 Miley Cyrus tattoos inked across his body.
Oh, I saw that guy.
Creepy Christmas.
Boy, the definition of creep, anybody that wants to look up his picture.
Calls her his musical hero after he got the 15 different Miley Cyrus tattoos all over the body. He spent, I forgot the amount of money he spent, but it was some ungodly amount of money to have
thousands of dollars.
All of them done. And I'm looking at a picture now, and he's got where the neck bone is, collarbone, her name,
yes,
and then on his arm, and picture of her, and I mean it's unbelievable.
Yes,
how old is this guy?
He is 39 years old.
So 39, and Miley's what, 18 or 19?
Perfectly normal. That her music helped him through his divorce.
He said. He said he has now 2,000 followers on Twitter.
Oh, brother.
And I'm hoping that Miley's agent will hear about me via Twitter, and then she will pass the message on to Miley that I can meet her.
File a restraining order.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way I can actually end up meeting her. If I did, then I would die. I would definitely die. Those are his those are his quotes. I think it was a Subway the other day, and there was a guy that was helping me, doing the sandwich or whatever, and he had a tattoo all the way up and down his arm. And I'm always fascinated by people with tattoos. I'm scared. I would never get a tattoo for a handful of reasons, but it's just not for me. But I'm always sort of fascinated by, and some people just do it to do it, and a lot of people have a reason behind it. And so
usually a memorial, maybe, or a tribute to somebody that has passed
away. So I'm not afraid to ask. I said to the guy, I said, what's up with the tattoo? I said, what does that all mean? Does it mean something to you? Did you just, were you drunk one night and you got it? And he said, no, he goes, a lot of people might think that. I mean, seriously, his entire arm was covered.
That's a sleeve. I call that a sleeve.
Excuse me, man, I'm learning all sorts of stuff today. So, and he just, he said, and he had, like a ray of sunshine that meant something to him, and it was very earthly, everything.
Did he get a piece done at a time, and it ended up the whole arm?
Yeah, and the entire arm went all the way up his arm, but I guess a lot of people probably that have a ton of tattoos, people look at them like they might be kind of, off their rocker a little bit, but it's very, a lot of them are, just normal.
Takes all kinds.
Absolutely. All right.
My name's not Joe.
What?
He said they're normal Joes like us. Well, it's not Joe.
Just something to say.
What?
We've come to a screeching halt a lot of times this afternoon. I don't know what's going on.
We don't have time.
I follow something Dan says.
Yeah. I was going to ask you.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Wait, you're right about a minute.
I was going to ask you, and maybe you can answer this right after the news, a person that you would really like to meet. Like that guy said, if I meet Miley Cyrus, I would die.
I'd like to meet a guy that doesn't hit the wrong sound effects, the wrong...
Norah Jones, maybe?
Yeah, maybe Norah Jones. All right, coming up after 5 o'clock, we'll take your calls, 969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS, and Mike Evans will join us next hour, too. 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. President Obama right now is on his way back to Washington after getting an up-close look at destroyed properties and damaged lives. He's declared a major disaster area where 30,000 people are evacuated and 350 homes are burned.